What up? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ready, Set, Talk Nerdy to Me. This is your boy, 50 Miyagi, bringing you another episode on a, I don't want to say no fabulous because that ain't even my word, but just a mellow, chill. It's Friday morning. Last night was the Game Awards. So much stuff has happened this week. Finally, we got some news booming. man, we had a lot of good premieres for last night, but overall the show as a whole for me it wasn't insane. It wasn't that exciting. So but man, first off, man, so huge news coming out of Netflix. I don't know if you guys have heard, it's been all over it was all over last night. So after just one season, after premiering three weeks ago, Cowboy Bebop has been canceled by Netflix. It's no surprise. Like, we already knew it was probably going to happen. I don't even know why it got made in the first place, even though I enjoyed some of it. I still don't know why Netflix just keeps doing the live action anime stuff, man. Like, I didn't care to watch Death Note, because I don't know, it looked terrible. Ain't no other way to say it. So that's that, man. So yeah, Cowboy Bebop canceled after one season, no surprise. So it seems like the only one that gets it right is the video games, and by that I mean the premiere last night, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Oh my gosh, it's looking fantastic. It's looking even better than the first one. We got Tails in here. We got Dr. Eggman coming back with the bald head. Jim Carrey is killing it again in this movie, and then I didn't think they was gonna show it. I knew they was gonna give us Tails, but man, like the last 15 seconds of the trailer, they show us Knuckles putting the beat down on Sonic, and Idris Elba is killing it as Knuckles, man. The voice, the vibe, the tone, man, he's killing it, man. I can't wait for it. So that movie drops April 8th of next year, 2022. So I took my oldest to go see the first one. More than likely, I'm going to take my both of my sons to go see it, because my middle one, he's older now. So, and actually, I think not next week. Is it next week? 12. Yeah, next week, Spider-Man comes out. So, taking the boys to go see that, man. I'm hyped for it. I've been waiting for this movie. It's gonna be interesting to see who's all gonna be in them, because I know they still got some surprises. So Marvel usually don't let me down when it comes to Spider-Man. Like, I'm sorry, like I've enjoyed every MCU Spider-Man appearance, movie, everything that Tom Holland has done. I've enjoyed it. They could be a little bit biased because Spider-Man is my favorite character in Marvel, period. Just because of the whole the Spider-Man lore and the story and everything and the message that the character tries to send out here. And I think that's something that people practice every day. With great power comes great responsibility. You know, people may say, well, that sounds cliche now, but trust me, you have to practice that every day. If you don't, then, you know, shit happens. Ain't no other way to say it. Drinking my coffee this morning too. So with that going for it, man, Sonic's looking absolutely gorgeous. We also got a live action trailer of Alan Wake 2 that's coming up. That's looking nice. Techland released the final, I don't know if it's gonna be the final, but I'm gonna go ahead and say they released the final trailer for Dying Light 2, Become Human. That's looking so fantastic. Look like it's gonna be full of emotion, full of choices. Look like it's just gonna be insane. So that's looking nice, man. There's no other way to say it. The first one was good. I need to finish the first one. Actually, that's on the to-do list. I'm gonna go through the first one and finish that. I mean, it's December. I got 2 months, so I can do that. What else is next? Oh, so we got a brand new trailer for Horizon Zero Dawn 2. Man, man, man. See, I want to make something clear on this podcast. Trust me, I'm no fanboy. I know I post a lot of Xbox stuff on my Twitter. It's because that's what I have right now. And truthfully, the only reason why I have an Xbox is because I cannot get a PS5 the same way I got this. PlayStation 5 was my first choice just because of Ghost of Tsushima. And that game is my heart from last generation. It's the best game that I feel like I've ever played just because I love Japan so much. I love the culture. And Jin Shikaki was a brilliant and fantastic protagonist. There's no other way to say it. And so that's that. And I love Nathan Drake. Uncharted series is my favorite franchise out of anything. As much as I love Gears, Uncharted just sets the bar high for me. Like, there's no other way to explain it. I've beaten Uncharted 2 so many times. Uncharted 2 is just like phenomenal. In my book, it's like the best action adventure game. Like, that game, it never stops. It has five different times when you think you beat the game, boom, shit happens. You think you finish in Zabala and Shambhala, and boom, the dude gets the crystal and makes it to the Lost City. Now you gotta go to the Lost City, and you think you defeat him when you finally, kill him, and boom, Lost City starts disappearing, starts breaking apart, and now you gotta escape the Lost City. Like, dude, it is. Uncharted 2 is just amazing. There's no other way to put it. But PlayStation 5 is my first choice. I love Horizon Zero Dawn. Just the environment and the robot machines. I mean, that's like the same thing. It's like robot machines, same thing. Ah, just the robot dinosaurs and the factions. And man, it was just incredible with this world, man. It's the world, the music. Everything. Aloy, aka Baloy. Like, man, her personality was just spot on point. Like, man, it was nice. So that drops February 18th of next year. So my plan is to save up some money, put money aside, and actually try to get a PS5 this time around. I heard that Walmart Plus has been a reliable source for people getting them, and Best Buy. Best Buy is on point two with there. So between next week and February, I'm gonna try to get one just for that game. And then you got Forspoken coming out May, I think it was May 5th. Is it May 5th or May 12th? Something like that. Yo, if you have not seen that game, it is amazing. They showed a new trailer for that. Forspoken. Basically, this young woman gets sucked into another portal to this whole nother dimension. It's published by Square Enix. And basically, that's it. I'm trying to see what show it reminds me of. Because it reminds me of a show I just can't place my. Trying to see. It reminds me. If you guys have been watching Wheel of Time, like I've told you to do, it has like that same magic type of vibe, same fantasy. It's just, it's similar to The Seeker. If you've seen The Seeker, like how my man just gets sucked into a whole nother world full of magic, and he takes there and he has no choice but to take on this responsibility of becoming the one. So it's similar to that. It's nice. The graphics look brilliant. It looks like that tech demo that PlayStation 5 first introduced with the young lady just zooming through the valley. So that's what it looks like, and that was the tech demo that made me want a PS5 in the first place. So you got Horizon Zero Dawn coming out. You got Forspoken dropping. Then you have Blood Hunt coming out, which is another game that PlayStation showed last night, dealing with you can create your own vampire and hunt and be on the prowl. I don't know how I'm feeling about that. Vampire games, that's just a hit or miss. I don't know. We call it, obviously, it's a hit or miss, But Let me see. What else happened? Oh, well, so I haven't played this game, but I heard it's good. And it got Game of the Year awards, and that is It Takes Two. I heard that it's a fantastic game. That these guys worked really hard on it. That there's a lot of passion behind this game, so pretty sure I'll check it out at some point. I heard that it's good. The game that made me happy was Tales of Arise getting the best RPG. That was nice. It well deserved. And the game for me of the highlight, before I go into that, did you all see that new Suicide Squad trailer too? That's coming out next year, and man, that looks phenomenal. That Suicide trailer, damn, like man, just the man, the possibilities that you can do in that game and people that you swap between, that is crazy, man. If you get yourself in this actually Destiny, I've been playing that since the 30th anniversary drop. And, while it's good, my question why I still play this game is because of the drama that's still going on, but that's a whole nother topic. I ain't kicking off to that. But anyway, it's just Destiny in the background with that music and stuff. But yeah, man, that Suicide Squad is nice, man. They open with Boomerang talking shit, giving a big ass speech before they face against the Flash, and man, that game looks nice, man. It looks like it's just like the studio, that does these games. I can't think of the name right now off the top of my head. Damn it, I don't know why I can't think of the name, but it looks like they took some inspiration from Spider-Man that Insomniac did with Spider-Man. Yeah, I think at the time Insomniac set the bar for superhero games, because at first it was like, oh man, now that Batman dropped, man, somebody gotta follow. And Insomniac followed it, and they raised the bar high. So it looks like they took definitely inspiration from Spider-Man. So Suicide Squad is looking nice. That drops next year as well. So jumping back to the awards. Game that did not shock me in winning was Final Fantasy XIV Online. It got best community, which is an amazing ass community, man. That is probably like one of the best, if not the best community to be a part of. And it got best ongoing game. Hands down, no other game should have got it. Right? They had Fortnite in there. That's the only one I gave competition to, because it's Fortnite. Somebody say Genshin Impact. It's just a cash grab. No way in hell it shouldn't even been in there. And Apex Legends was in there. I thought for a minute Apex probably would have got it, but once I seen Final Fantasy, I was like, bro, they got it. I miss playing that game, and that's another reason why I want a PlayStation 5, because I had so much shit on my account, and I still do. I got characters level 70 on it that I need to finish. I think I got three characters. Three classes level 70. I got Bard, Samurai, and Summoner that I need to finish. So yeah. And I'm definitely aiming to get a PS5 again, man. I got to. Not again, but definitely get with Sony again. I definitely gotta have a Sony console again. But man, it was good. Also, man, the Matrix Awakens. So it's an Unreal 5 tech demo. It got released last night. I heard it. It's amazing. I already downloaded it. I just need to boot it up and go through it. So, ooh, man, I'm tired. I need to drink some more coffee, guys. Man, sorry about that yawn. It's crazy out here. But damn. But man, it was pretty solid, man. Like I said, Sony was good. PlayStation killed it last night. PlayStation, and I think they knew they had to show a whole bunch of stuff because they didn't do E3, they didn't do their typical Tokyo Game Show, and they didn't do no conferences. So they showed a lot of stuff leading up to the awards last night. Horizon Zero Dawn is looking nice. The physics, the water, like just the way Aloy is swimming in the damn water, like man, her physics, man. Guerrilla game, man. Guerrilla is killing it, bro. Guerrilla is killing it with this game, so I swear, man. That man, I get my hands on PlayStation 5, bro. It's a wrap. That's I'm gonna be playing exclusives. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I still need to play through Miles Morales. Like, I bought it for my son on PS4. I played a little bit of it, but I was like, no, I gotta experience this, like, the whole thing. So, I'm definitely gonna do that. What else? Man, I think that's about it, man. That's about all I got for this episode, man. Like I said, not too much. I ain't really paying attention. I ain't really care who won. Like, it was something that I was really paying attention to. And of course, Forza got best racing and sports game. There was no surprise. They ain't had no competition. I mean, who else you gonna have win it? Please don't say no Madden. That's the same shit every damn year, and it gets worse. So they did a good job with Forza 5, man. Forza Horizon 5 is on a whole nother level. You know, people, the fanboys, they bring up Gran Turismo, and I'm like, bro, stop it. Bro, stop. When the last time Gran Turismo done been good? PS2 days, bro. Stop it. But man, that's about it, man. Like I said, the 30th anniversary event with Destiny, that's been pretty solid. Of course, there's some things that bother me while I still play this game, but that's a whole different, topic. Ain't got nothing to do with gameplay. It's just some stuff, man, I don't agree with, man. You know? Just the drama, man, and just the way the community act towards certain people, man. So that's why I try to avoid talking to so many people in the Destiny community, man, because it's a good game, but the community messes the game up for you. Ain't no other way to say it. It's just a toxic ass environment. Oh, I don't know. If I can get over this, I'd be perfect, man. I got out of the toxic workplace. I love my team. New team is fantastic, and man, it's just, man, it's nice. But man, that's about it I got for all this episode. I said, man, make sure y'all check out Sonic. Make sure y'all check out Forspoken. It's really good. I think it's gonna be a sleeper here for PlayStation. It's gonna be one of the reasons why I think people will appreciate their PlayStation 5. And you already know Horizon's gonna bring it. They're gonna set the bar high. So man, we'll see, but happy Friday, man. I hope everybody has a safe weekend. Enjoy it. Have fun. Relax. I go to work in just about 30 minutes. I gotta leave up out of here. No, not 30 minutes. I can't tell time. 10 minutes. I gotta get ready to leave up out of here. But you know what, man? I'm not mad because my job is it's amazing. It's good. I love my staff. I love my team. Like, man, it's a good ass job, man. And, you know, I can't even stress it enough. But I'm gonna do that. I'm off tomorrow, so I'm gonna go ahead and get it in, put in this work. Y'all stay positive and deuces, man. I'll see y'all the next episode, man. Love, peace, and keep gaming, y'all. I'm out.